The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Bluey, one of the greatest cultural exports in Australian history, is causing a bit of an uproar.
Yeah, so fans are a little bit upset. What's happened is there's this, I guess it's like a viewers group where all the fans talk about the show, and there have been a few people, obviously there's a lot of American fans now, big following over there. They're just like, well, where's Thanksgiving? Where's Halloween? And yeah, that was it. There were hundreds of comments within minutes and people defending it, saying, you know, don't Americanize it. You know, they don't need to meet an American dog. And yeah, they were all getting very, very upset. Well, the Australian fans were getting very upset with the American fans.
Well, it raises an important issue because the temptation for the creators of Bluey would be, you know, let's throw in some American stuff because we've got this massive American audience, which, you know, like if we're being honest, is worth about infinity times more than their Australian audience. And so Thanksgiving, I think, might be a bridge too far, but Halloween, certainly,
you could
throw that in. There's plenty of kids who celebrate Halloween in Australia.
Trick-or-treating episode.
Yeah. I think you could do that without it being an sort of an overt Americanization situation.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to get back at
them. I think adding a, you know, American staffy or something like that might be going too far.
A bridge too far, yeah. I think, you know, remember how there was that controversy about, you know, the accents as well, how, you know, American children were getting Australian accents. Maybe this is their revenge.
But I think it's, you know, and I think the reason it's, they got to be careful that they lose sight of the reason that it's popular in the first place, which that it is Australian.
Exactly. Yep. That's so, your unique selling point. Yep.